There have been further violent scenes in the U.S. city of Minneapolis after a police station in the city was set on fire during the night. Riots have been taking place following the death of an unarmed black man named George Floyd, who was filmed saying that he could not breathe as a police officer kneeled on his neck. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted that thugs were dishonoring his memory, a tweet which was later flagged by Twitter. Meanwhile, a CNN camera crew and reporter were arrested, reportedly because they didn't move on when instructed by police. Let's have a listen to how the arrest played out live on TV.
And scattering the protesters at that point for people to clear the area. And so we walked away. I'm sorry?
You're under arrest.
Okay. Do you mind telling me why I'm under arrest, sir? Why am I under arrest, sir?
If you're just tuning in, you are watching our correspondent, Omar Jimenez, being arrested.
Those were the scenes which played out on CNN as a film crew and reporter were arrested. They have since been released from police custody. Let's talk to our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, pretty dramatic scenes there and trouble in Minneapolis escalating last night with more violence in the city.
Absolutely, Justin. And that reporter, Omar Jimenez, as you said, has been released. He's gone on TV himself in the last few minutes on CNN to describe his experience. He said the police were cordial and friendly, but when he asked, why are you arresting me? Why are you doing this? They said, we are just following orders. He said they never apologized. They never said it was a misunderstanding. However, the governor has now apologized for arresting CNN reporter Omar Jimenez, his producer and his cameraman. And yes, as you say, they were covering another night of violent protests in the U.S. city of Minneapolis. Very striking, stark scenes, buildings on fire, looting, rioting, and this was the third night in a row that we have seen this. There was a slightly different change in tactic last night. On previous nights, we have seen police clash with the rioters, but initially last night, police took a more hands-off approach and they kept a much lower profile. That resulted in large groups of protesters gathering around a particular police station, the 3rd Precinct Police Station. They set that on fire. That building is burning. As of now, there is still smoke smouldering from that building. And now police and indeed the National Guard have very much occupied the streets of Minneapolis in a bid to sort of restore order after initially, as I say, keeping a far lower profile last night.
The 4 police officers involved in George Floyd's death, Brian, and the family, they want those police officers to face murder charges. Is that something that's likely to happen?
Well, the local police chief has apologised for this death, and prosecutors have promised a robust and meticulous investigation. In fact, prosecutors held a press conference yesterday, and it had been thought at that time that they would announce some sort of prosecution, perhaps arrests, perhaps charges, but they did not. The prosecutor saying that they were not quite there yet, they were not ready. There is an expectation that there will be some kind of an announcement, perhaps later on today. We know that those 4 police officers have been suspended from duty, but as I say, no reports yet of any arrests or charges. Okay. This, as we say, has led to 3 nights of these protests taking place, and indeed the protests are spreading, Justin, with similar demonstrations being held in cities such as Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago overnight.
And that's obviously the big concern. We have President Trump as well adding to the tensions with tweets about what's been happening in Minneapolis, but Twitter now taking a more proactive stance and flagging some of what he's been posting.
Yeah, this was a particular tweet that he sent overnight in which he said thugs were dishonouring the memory of George Floyd. He said he wouldn't let it happen. He said that the military could be brought in. Any difficulty, we will assume control, he said. When the looting starts, the shooting starts. So very emotional, provocative words there from Donald Trump. But Twitter flagged that tweet and they sort of hid it. They concealed it behind a warning message saying that this tweet violates our rules when it comes to glorifying violence. However, we believe this tweet is in the public interest and you can click here to view the tweet if you so wish. Not the first time that Twitter has flagged tweets of Donald Trump's this week. In recent days, they also flagged a tweet of his about mail-in ballots. Donald Trump had said that this would lead to voter fraud. Twitter put a fact-check warning on that message. Now, this enraged Donald Trump, and he threatened to regulate social media companies. He threatened to take action. Last night, he signed an executive order that threatens to take away legal protections that are enjoyed by the likes of Facebook and Twitter. This morning, in response to Twitter's flagging of his tweet last night, Donald Trump again threatened to remove that legal protection. It's called Section 230, and he said it should be removed from Congress. If not, he said, I will regulate. Now, interestingly, Justin, just in the last few minutes, the official White House account has taken that tweet that was flagged by Twitter and has reissued it, putting it back out on the social media platform.
Very interesting indeed. And I just see in the last 5 or 6 minutes, President Trump has retweeted or tweeted comments from a Fox News host who said the president has been targeted by Twitter. Brian O'Donovan, our Washington correspondent, thank you very much indeed.